sing praise.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good year to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. And this is our first program of 2023, January the 2nd. And so, my goal is to always make it as long as possible before I accidentally write the last year down on a check or something like that. So I've got it written out here just to remind myself that it is 2023. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street. And we look forward to spending Mondays through Fridays with you, 8:30 of a morning, 10:30 of a morning over on WWBC. And again, here at 5 o'clock back on WMIE 91.5 FM. So I pray that you had a great Christmas, because we do a best of after that. And then I pray that you had a happy New Year's. In fact, many of you may be off today. Some companies give you the Monday after a holiday off when that holiday falls on a Sunday. Sometimes they give you the Friday off before when it falls on a Saturday. So however you are, I want to challenge you to be intentional about your spiritual life and your spiritual growth plan or whatever plans that you have. I want to encourage you to be very intentional about that and set up yourself for success instead of failure. So I was in a conversation with someone, and they had as a goal to grow in their spiritual journey. And they told me some of the practical steps that they were taking in order to be successful in their development spiritually. And I thought they were fascinating, because I had never heard those things. Because it was a private conversation, I'm not going to pass those things along. But, you know, just suffice it to say that they had implemented a strategy that would help them develop themselves in the Word. And they also had a strategy for helping them to be faithful in their prayer life. And so I want to encourage you to seek the Lord. It doesn't have to be a copycat from somebody else. It could be something that God just drops in your heart. And I want to encourage you to do that. And, you know, that goes for pastors. It goes for Sunday school teachers, worship leaders, board members. But it goes for you as well. And so I just want to encourage you to get alone with God and say, God, what strategy would you like me to use so that I can grow in you more in 2023 than I ever have, and so that I can know you better than I've ever known you? We're going to talk about that here in just a bit. So I want to start off by saying thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. You spell that W-E-I-R-I-C-H, Air. And they have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So before you find yourself in need of their services, write this number down so you can give them a call at 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They have a great team there. They'll do you a great job, and we want to thank them for their support of the Refresh Radio program. When you call, tell them you heard about them here on the radio program, and that would be greatly beneficial. So today we are going back to Matthew chapter 7. We're here all the way up until, I believe, like the 22nd of December. And so we didn't get through that. We've been going through the Sermon on the Mount. So we're going to be finishing that up here in the next few broadcasts and then diving into something new. But Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" So that's where we are going to resume our study. And I thought it was very interesting that the first act that these people were commending themselves for here in verse number 22, have we not prophesied in your name? And that goes back up to verse number 15, where Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets." In verse number 22, where these people are crying out, "Lord, Lord," they put all of this emphasis on the things that they have done. "Have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name?" And they talk about all these things that they have done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the key phrase in verse number 21 that says there's a disconnect there is that it talked about he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, I am of the mindset that God absolutely loves people, loves forgiving people, loves redeeming people. And many times he uses a flawed messenger to bring about supernatural results because of the fact that he wants to work in the lives of the person that is needing a word from the Lord, needing deliverance, do great things. God wants to build his church. And we need to always recognize that whatever occurs is not because of how great we are, but how great God is. And so we can't say, "Well, look, I must be right with God because look at what happened here in this situation." There's only one way to know that you're right with God, and that's if you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to be the Lord of your life so that you will do the will of God. So that's just kind of a brief little recap there. There are some pseudo miracles that will take place in the end times event. Those will not be taking place because of the power of God. They will be to convince people to follow the Antichrist and the false prophet and the beast and things like that. So you and I, we've got to be cognizant of the heart of God and the Spirit of God. I was in a conversation with someone, they were describing, a different take on scripture than what I had. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. It's not about whether Jesus is the only way to the Father or anything like that. It's lower down on that scale of things. So, and I don't think it matters if you're right or wrong on that particular point, I believe you just got to be ready. It was something to do with end times. And I reflected on what that conversation had looked like. And so as I was meditating on that and praying on that, I remembered something, and it was this, that the Word of God is spirit, and it is spiritually discerned. Many times we want to approach the Word of God from an intellectual standpoint, and I'm all for that. I believe that there is a lot more to the Word of God than what the average person gleans from it just in a cursory reading. There may be the factual bases that you look at, and that could help you with your practical life. But please understand, at its very core, this is a spiritually dynamic declaration from the throne of God. And therefore, if we are going to have an accurate understanding of the Word of God, it needs to be spiritually discerned. And so we encourage our saints at Merit Assembly of God to, when you are reading the Bible, say, God, I want to thank you for all that you have done to enable a written copy of the Word of God to be available to me. And I want to know it, I want to read it, I want to understand it. And so I ask that God the Holy Spirit would guide me into all truth and help me to understand this book, because this book is not going to be contradictory to your nature or contradictory to your will. It's going to align perfectly with those aspects. And so I looked at that conversation and said, where does the Spirit of God line up with those particular perspectives? And I came away feeling very comfortable with both my position and my contingency plan if my position happens to be wrong, and that is I'm going to be ready. I believe that that God wants his people to be ready. I believe he wants us on mission, making sure that the people of Brevard County have the opportunity to repent. I think that we also need to be very, very anchored in Jesus, so that no matter how turbulent the times we live in become, that we shall endure. So verse number 23 is where we're going to pick up today, and it says, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Now, Jesus is the one who is saying this. There's God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. God is omniscient, which means he knows everything. He knows the number of your days. He knows the number of hairs on your head and the natural color thereof. He knows the thoughts that you think and the intents you have in your heart. He knows everything there is to know about you. So when you read this statement, it isn't saying that he doesn't know about the person. It's not even saying that he doesn't know the things that they've done. He says, "I never knew you." And that's, this is this passage, Matthew 7:21 through 7:27, they are very sobering passages of Scripture. A lot of times we talk about an event or an encounter? Have you ever met a celebrity? Have you ever met someone that is famous? Well, you know, just about all of us have run into people to some degree or another, but did you really get to know them? In fact, there was a commercial on television during the holidays that talked about, hey, yeah, I knew this person, their fame. I think it was an athlete, and it was a restaurant that has sports on televisions all the time. And they were saying, yeah, I went to school with that person. We used to run across one another in campus. And then he goes on to describe and the relationship. And it was like, yeah, I would see him coming and I'd say, hey, and he'd go, hey. And that's it. What's up? There wasn't a personal relationship with Jesus. The call of the apostles, of the disciples, you've got to be a disciple before you can be an apostle. You have to be a follower of Jesus before you can be an apostle, one who is sent out represent Jesus in a hostile culture. It has to be. And the invitation, the primary call for those disciples was that they might be with him. That they might be with him. And, you know, when it comes to family, I think that you should want to be with them. I've known some interesting family dynamics through the years. In one of the early churches in a different part of the country that we lived in, there was a particular couple, and they were coming to church, but the dynamic of their home wasn't healthy, and it ended up the marriage didn't last. And we were trying to minister to the people, and there was some mixed up mindsets that were going on there. And so we've tried to get to know them and help them through that process. But a lot of times I've known this. I've known preachers who've done this. I know people at churches who've done this, and that is they will keep people at a distance because they don't want people to know about their deepest, darkest secrets that they still haven't resolved under the blood of Jesus. The word here, never, just jumps off the page. This is God who has perfect awareness of everything that has ever taken place and knows everyone, you know, when they're knit together in their mother's womb. I never, ever knew you. They never let down their guard. They never stepped up and said, hey, I want to get to know you. And I've told this story before. I heard the testimony of a football coach who started Promise Keepers. He was one of the leading forces in the early development of Promise Keepers. How he went to church and he was not living a godly life. And as he was in church, the speaker said, I want you to look at your spouse. And guys, I want you to look into their eyes and see what's going on in them without them having to say a word. And as he looked at his wife, he realized that his betrayals and his neglect and his chasing fame and fortune and the wonderful things that it had provided for his family had also stolen from them the opportunity to spend time together, to be with one another, and to know one another very, very well. And so I encourage you not only to know Jesus, but know yourself. You know, I tease people. One of my favorite American philosophers was a line from a Clint Eastwood movie: "A man's got to know his limitations. A man's got to know his own limitations." And it's not a healthy movie, but that one particular line: "A man's got to know his own limitations." You need to know you. You need to know why you do. So if you've listened to this radio program, you've heard me talk many times about, you know, that I'm trying to lose weight, want to lose weight, wish I could lose weight, not losing weight. And it causes me to look at it and say, why do I not succeed to the extent that I want to in that area, which causes me to evaluate myself. If you want to know my conclusion, it's that I'm a boredom eater. If I'm not doing something, I feel like I should solve that not doing something with eating. And so it's not that I eat a whole bunch. It's sometimes I just eat at the wrong time of day. And, you know, if you've got an addictive personality, you're going to have to put something in place. There's a reason why I stay away from alcohol. There's a reason why I stay away from drugs. And that's because I have an addictive personality. So whatever I'm doing, I want to continue to do, whatever it is, whether it's work or whether it's golf or whatever. If I'm not careful, that thing can become dominating in my life, and I don't want that. So I have to know me. I also want to know the people around me. I probably know my wife better than any other person on the planet, and yet there's probably still some things about her that I don't know, and we've been married for decades. That doesn't mean that I'm a failure. It just means that we're still on the journey together. And so sometimes, you know, a person changes in a certain area. So several years ago, I set out to revisit some of the foods that I had hated my entire life. And I also set out to revisit some of the foods that I absolutely loved in my younger life. And what I came away with was some of those foods that I used to really like, I don't like. And some of the foods that I didn't like before, now I like certain things about that. And so you've got to stay in relationship. It's a perpetuating relationship. God doesn't change, but we always change. And so Jesus says, "I never knew you. I didn't know you when you were young. I didn't know you when you were old. I didn't know you when you were just doing all of this stuff as if you were doing my will, where you were really doing your will." I talked about pseudo miracles, and I'd seen a video And it was like, okay, just watching what was going on, I said, this is not of God here. It was a real life event, and it wasn't about a godly healing that was taking place. And somebody in one of our service asked me about something like that, and I said, yeah, I would be very leery of that. People who are drawing attention to themselves instead of drawing attention to Jesus. The Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. Jesus points people to the Father, and we need to be pointing people to Jesus as well. I never knew you. So here on the first day of the first working day, if you will, of 2023, how well do you know Jesus? How much time are you spending with Jesus? And hopefully those answers are, I know him well, but I want to know him better. And I spend some time with him, but I want to spend more time with him. And if that is you, I pray that this is never decreed over me and it's never decreed over you. I never knew you. I never knew you. What I have found in my personal experience, I grew up in one community. I went to different colleges, and I would know people during that season. But then once that season was over, I would have a hard time remembering who they were, remembering their names. And the best solution that I have found to being able to remember who a person was is never break fellowship with them. Continue to communicate with them, continue to reach out, and especially when it comes to Jesus, I pray that you are in love with loving Jesus, because I guarantee you, he's in love with loving you. He loves to spend time with you, and he wants you to know as much about. Do you realize that he's going to be taking all of eternity to reveal everything that he can reveal to us? Listen, it is about our limitations, not his restrictions. And so I pray that you will be on an ambitious search to know Jesus better in 2023, and that Jesus will know you better in 2023. Pray, ask God, what strategies would you have me put in place? And let's get to know one another in this new year. We'll see you next time right here on
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.